Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know that feeling when you're cruising along, life's good, and then BAM. A sudden curveball knocks you off your game. Maybe it's a project going sideways, a relationship hitting a rough patch, or even just a bad day that seems to snowball into an epic fail fest. We all experience these moments, right? But the truth is, how we handle those failures can make all the difference. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience, that inner strength that lets us bounce back from setbacks stronger than ever. Think of it as your mental armor against life's inevitable punches. Now, before you hit the fast-forward button thinking this is another self-help pep talk, stick with me. Because resilience isn't about pretending failures don't happen, it's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and using them to fuel your growth. It's like that line from Rocky, it ain't about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your own resilience muscle. First up, embrace the suck. No, seriously. Those failures, they're not the end of the world. In fact, they're often disguised as opportunities in learning and growth. Remember that epic project that crashed and burned? Yeah, there were probably lessons learned along the way, things you can apply next time to prevent a repeat performance. Second, shift your perspective. Ever notice how our minds can play tricks on us? When things go wrong, it's easy to spiral into negativity, thinking I'm a failure or this is hopeless. But what if you flip that script? What if instead of seeing failure as the enemy, you saw it as a chance to learn and adapt? Think about it like this. Every challenge you overcome makes you tougher. Every setback builds your resilience. Third, cultivate self-compassion. This one's huge. Be kind to yourself, even when things go wrong. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on. Remember that you are worthy of love and support, regardless of your successes or failures. Fourth, build a support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, who encourage you, and who offer a listening ear when things get tough. Friends, family, mentors, they can all be valuable sources of strength and support. Remember, sometimes just talking it out can make a world of difference. Finally, celebrate your wins, big and small. It's easy to focus on the negatives, but don't forget to acknowledge your accomplishments. Every step forward, every obstacle overcome, is worth celebrating. Give yourself credit for your hard work and dedication. You know that feeling when you finally finish a challenging project? Or maybe it's nailing that presentation you were nervous about. That sense of accomplishment, that's what keeps us going. It's fuel for our resilience. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been working towards launching her own business for months. She pours her heart and soul into the project, but then bam. A major competitor enters the market, throwing a wrench in her plans. Ever felt like giving up? Sarah almost did. But she remembered all those late nights, the countless hours of research and planning, and the unwavering belief in her vision. So, instead of letting this setback derail her dreams, Sarah took a step back, analyzed the situation, and pivoted her strategy. She doubled down on her unique selling points, focused on building stronger customer relationships, and even reached out to potential collaborators for support. And guess what? She not only survived but thrived. Her resilience in the face of failure turned into an opportunity for innovation and growth. So, remember these key takeaways, embrace those setbacks, shift your perspective, be kind to yourself, build a strong support system, and celebrate your wins. Now go out there and build that resilience muscle. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little inspiration, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building each other up, one episode at a time. See you next time on Clarity First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.